All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, coming up at 3 o'clock, there'll be a change in the Tigers booth. I want to know who the hell you want in there, because the team itself is awful. I mean, the team's got just problems galore. You got concession workers spitting in pizza. You got nobody going to the games. You got a awful team. Every player who's left here has flourished. Who the hell do you want to watch with Rod and Mario gone? I have a take for you. I'm excited, though. I want to hear this. We have continued this. Sully continues with the using the cliche factory of, you know, it's exciting that Michigan finally has a test, a tough game, a big opponent. And David and I are in lockstep. God, I'm just convinced Wisconsin's not good. And that doesn't matter if you're U of M. If you win all your games, you're going to the playoff. Doesn't matter. This is about this gauntlet not being a gauntlet anymore. So I've said to Sully, you don't get to say it's a big game or a tough test if you can't give me a scenario where Michigan loses. I don't think they can lose this game unless they trip over their garden hose. Like, it just doesn't, there's no way they're losing to this team.
Well, I think Michigan will win. But I just think you guys view Wisconsin as just a pushover.
They are.
They have a running back that's going to be a first-round pick. They have three offensive linemen that are going to go in the top two rounds. And the thing is with Michigan, again, I think they'll win this game, but Michigan lives and dies by the run. They're going to try to pound the rock, pound the rock, pound the rock. Wisconsin's defense has allowed a total of three rushing touchdowns all year. So if this is a classic Big Ten ground-and-pound game, and it comes down to that, I could see it being a closer game than you guys think. That's my point.
How's Wisconsin going to stop Shea Patterson?
Michigan's passing offense is like 47th in the nation. It's mm-hmm. not like it's
where's
a top
Wisconsin's
10 unit.
Pass defense?
I'd have to look that
where's
up.
Where's their pass rush?
No, guys, I'm just giving you reasons why it might be a little closer.
No, you're not. You're giving me little stats. You're giving me reasons.
Okay, what could I possibly say it's going to
set the scenario.
It?
What would it take for Michigan to lose this game?
A game in which they get bottled at their run. Game gets bottled up. Again, Wisconsin, only three rushing touchdowns all year.
But if they can't run it, and the team you're playing can't stop anyone in the secondary, doesn't that kind of fix the problem?
I don't trust Jim Harbaugh just to open it up. Like, he hasn't done that
How's
all year.
How's Wisconsin going to throw the ball? You want to help me with that?
That's how they have to do it, but they can't.
Guys, I've said I think Michigan's going to win. I'm not going to act like Wisconsin's just a scrub. That's my entire point.
They are a scrub.
You guys have made this into this narrative
Vegas
that I'm saying Wisconsin's great.
These are two teams that are right next to each other, and Wisconsin's an 8-point dog. Vegas is telling you. Michigan's going to take the baseball bat to this team's skull. That's all. I just don't think
I hope you guys are right. But
you don't need to trumpet it.
I've never once said Wisconsin's great. You guys are sitting here acting like I'm saying they're a playoff team.
Hold on. You've said I'm excited that Michigan finally is a test.
Wisconsin's a test, guys.
This is not a test.
It's a good football team. This
they're
isn't
no
Western
more a
Michigan.
Test than Michigan State.
This
That's how
Western
confident
Michigan.
I am.
I think it's a little disingenuous to say that Wisconsin's just a bad team, and that if Michigan beats them, it's just. It's just they're beating a crappy team like they've played the past 5 weeks.
I view Wisconsin the same as Stanford. Paper tiger. Totally fake and are about to be exposed. They already got exposed once, losing as a 24.5-point favorite.
And I hope that's the case. I hope Michigan goes out and pops them, of course.
Right, but you don't have the balls to say it. You want to sit there and build it up.
Because I don't believe it. I don't believe that that'll happen. One bit. I think Michigan will win this game. This is what you guys do. Again, you build it up, so Wisconsin sucks, so if Michigan beats them, it's no big deal.
No, that's not true at all.
That's what you and David have done all week.
That's not true at all. There is no shame in Michigan taking care of business. Who they play is irrelevant. They have to win all their games to go to the playoff. Now, if you're asking me when will I know if Michigan is truly playoff caliber good, it's a Penn State game
now. We thought it would originally be Wisconsin. Now it's probably Penn State.
Because you got two freebies on the schedule now. They cannot lose the next 2 weeks. It would take 1987 Michael Taylor at quarterback, 7 interceptions, for them to lose either of the next 2 weeks. And you just, you don't have the confidence to say that. Why?
No, if I had to bet, they are going to win the next 2 weeks, because I think they will. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to just totally dismiss Wisconsin like you guys are, because at the end of the day, they do have a running back that's extremely explosive, that's going to be a top pick.
Let me ask you a question.
It's not like they don't have
talent.
What's
the last time Michigan was torn apart by a running back? Help me. I'm old. I don't remember so well.
Saquon, last year at Penn State.
Right. Out of a spread offense where he had one big run and then didn't do a whole lot the rest of the game. If memory serves me, he popped a big run when they did the inverted veer and it was McSorley at the running back spot and they direct snapped to Saquon and he popped one. But outside of that, didn't do a lot. When is the last time out of a pro style a running back has torn them apart? You're so afraid of Jonathan Taylor.
I'm more confident in Michigan's run defense, for sure. But it's just a situation where you have at least, you're playing a team that's at least talented.
Are they?
You're playing a team that's not Western Michigan. You know what I mean? Right now they're bad. And we haven't seen that since Notre Dame.
People, listen. There's no way I can prove it to you. It's just how I feel. You know my deal. When I think State's going to blow somebody out, I'll say it. When I think State's going to get beat, I say it. I don't parse words. I just think Sully's being a little weak here. I think Michigan has this team over a barrel. I think they're going to play impressively Saturday night, and I think they will roll into East Lansing, and they are going to remove MSU's soul from their body. I'll just say it the same way I'll say it when I say we're going to come to your place and beat you. I didn't give away the 2015 game. I didn't sit here. Nobody gave State a chance. I did. Because I said it. We got the best player on the field in Connor Cook. We have a shot. I'll just shoot you straight. There's no setting anything up here. I'm not going to knock Michigan. They have to just do their job. Penn State is everything right now. Because these two opponents, Wisconsin is not good. Don't let Sully fool you. He's playing a game with your emotions,
I'm just not going to downplay Wisconsin. I think...
Is it downplaying if you know a rat is a rat?
I just can't. I can't expect some blowout.
Have you watched Wisconsin? Don't lie to me.
Yes, I watched them play Iowa.
Okay.
And I watched. There's another game I watched this year too. I forget which one.
Okay.
Nebraska.
So you haven't seen them as much as I have, Mike. I'm telling you, I think you're scared for no reason. You are going to destroy them. It would take Michigan playing an outer space bad game for them not to win this thing.
But the lack of confidence has to do with the lack of offensive creativity Michigan has had as well. If the run does get bottled up, they have to be able to be creative and throw the football. Harbaugh in big games, he hasn't been able to do that. And I think that, again, I'm not saying Wisconsin's some great team, but at least they're... We talk all the time on the show, all the time, about Harbaugh needing to just go out and take care of business, needing to go out and beat top 10, top 15 ranked teams, which is what this is.
No, it's not. So you're doing it again.
No, it is.
It's not.
Then we can never talk about rankings.
Yes, you can.
Because
Penn State is legitimately one of the 10 or 12 best teams in America. Wisconsin is not.
Right, but I'm saying we talk all the time about Harbaugh's record against ranked opponents on the road, at home, beating a top 10, 15 team. At some point, you just have to go out and do it. And whether you agree with the rankings or not, that's what it is. It would be a top 10, top 15 win for Harbaugh, which is something he hasn't done. He needs to go out and just get it done. It's as simple as that. He has to go out and win these types of games and set Michigan up for a chance to beat OSU.
What would have to happen for them to lose this game?
It's like I said, it would have to be some drag it out, close type game, ground and pound, not being able to establish the pass, not being creative, getting bottled up.
You'd have to be -4 in turnovers.
Low scoring game, something like that. But I don't think Michigan will lose the game. But it would have to be some sort of low-scoring, ridiculous game like that.
And that's why you can't call it a test. That's my point. They would have to self-destruct.
Yeah, it would have to be them. You're right.
I'm convinced. Yes. I feel it. Here, I know
But it's like you said earlier. Michigan can't go out and play a C-plus game.
No, I don't think they will.
I would say that's at least... It's not like they can go out and just sleepwalk through this game and beat them.
No. Of course not. And I wouldn't suggest that. In that sense, you're right. They're not playing Western. But if you're not up at night, at home, national TV,
They better
be. They're going to play. And Wisconsin, to me, is dead on arrival. I just don't know why do I have the confidence, but Captain Wolverine doesn't. It's very strange to me.
No, I have confidence they'll win. I just think you guys are downplaying Wisconsin a little bit.
Look at this. This kid is shook. He can't keep his mic on. He's a disaster over here. I'll get to the people next. I'm excited to talk about this with you guys. I think, listen, it opened up for U of M, and now this is a lot more doable, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.